Hello, Patriots. I'm Lee Watts, and this is Patriot Point. If you want Kentucky news and analysis from a conservative point of view, from a Christian, constitutional, common sense point of view, well, this is your one-stop shop. This week, we're going to be looking at what I think is the single most important election coming up in Kentucky this year. And surprise, it is not the election and the race for the governor's office. While that is incredibly important, I think that is secondary to the race for Secretary of State. The Secretary of State is the person in charge of running elections in Kentucky. And we have a major problem right now, is that Kentucky has more than 100% registered voters than we do people who are eligible to vote. And our current Secretary of State has not fixed that problem during his entire administration. So we've got some people running against him. And I think we have some good candidates. I looked at one who I think has the best skill set and experience for this. It's a guy by the name of Mr. Stephen Nipper. I'd like to introduce him to you now. So I did an interview with him this week. I'm going to let you hear out of his own mouth why he is running for Secretary of State and why I believe he is the best qualified person to do the job. So here's my interview with Mr. Stephen Nipper, candidate for Kentucky Secretary of State. Mr. Nipper, thank you for being on Patriot Point.
Thank you for having me,
sir. I greatly appreciate it. I'm sure the people want to get to know more about where you stand on the issues.
Thank you.
So first of all, why this race for the Secretary of State position is so crucial for Kentucky?
It's like the Lord of the Rings tale where, you know, you have the one ring that controls them all. In this position, you control all the elections that are going on, whatever race this is. This is what I'm calling the golden ring. If we get this and we get the transparency and truth that we're looking for out of elections, I think every election going forward then would be that much more important thanks to straightening it up now.
What do you see are the biggest problems with the election system in Kentucky right now?
The biggest problem with the Kentucky election system is lack of transparency. Not many people know this, but we have no control over our voting system, the way we vote. And what I mean by that is, what happens once somebody feeds their ballot in there? What happens from this machine to this machine? Nobody has a clue. Third-party vendors, an IT, actually, it's the voting machine companies, have complete control from registration and from programming the computer to when we watch the results at night. I want to change that. I want to make sure that we have transparency. I want to make sure that people understand what happens, and we do that by maybe changing laws that say, let's have some source code out there so people in the IT industry can see what happens. You're not getting that now.
Do you know how many Kentucky counties actually have more people registered to vote than they have eligible voters?
In 2015, when I first ran against Alison Grimes, we had 18 counties where we had more registered voters than we did citizens. That sounds kind of funny. And in 15, it did. It didn't sound so funny after we were at 48 counties. By the end of that race, I think we were close to up to 60 counties. By now, way past 2019, we have to be well into the 70 counties at least that have more registered voters than citizens. Overall, the state is 103% registered voters, which is mathematically impossible.
Tell us, what is your qualifications to be Secretary of State? Specifically, want to know your experience, your skill set, and what makes Stephen Nipper the best candidate to be Secretary of State?
I think I make the best candidate for Secretary of State because of my IT background. The world is changing, and it's going into the information world. I want to be able to help navigate that road, and I can do it better than any other candidate of the race, even the present Secretary of State. People don't want to ask questions because they don't want to look, you know, well, I'm not really sure about that. I'll just take the word of what the voting machine company is telling me. I can explain it to you. I can not only explain it to you, I can tell you what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong. I've done a lot of work for the Air Force. I've done a lot of work when I was the Chief of Staff of the Lieutenant Governor. She got me hooked up with the cyber security to keep America strong, which was done through the Air Force. I did a lot of work through them. I've helped a lot when I was, again, Lieutenant Governor's Chief of Staff. I helped a lot with Homeland Security here, working with the FBI when we were having some ransomware problems. So they're going around at all the hospitals here in Kentucky. I gave them a few pointers of how to deter that. I helped write the cybersecurity book for Kentucky. during the Veterans Affair when they did a study on the cybersecurity here in Kentucky with the lieutenant governor. I also worked in the Air Force with her. The lieutenant governor offered my services up when the U.S. Air Force was looking for some cybersecurity experts, how to keep America the most, advanced and ahead. So I went to Indiana University and had a great symposium with them, great minds there. When I'm calling 2015, we need to be careful about our e-poll books and about our voting machines. Way back in 2015, I was ahead of the curve there. I even said in 2019, if we don't get a hold of this, Donald Trump couldn't even get elected as president. And look what happened in 2020. I would say I'm probably the best suited person that you could have in this office, including our current Secretary of State, who doesn't really understand the technology. I not only understand it, I can explain it to you, and I can tell you exactly how to get a hold of it and make sure we're getting free and fair elections transparently for everyone.
Do you have any key endorsements?
Key endorsements, I would say, from a national standpoint that everybody knows would be Mike Lindell. He's the MyPillow guy, yes. Wonderful man. I just spoke to him the other night. He's very involved in the race. We're going to be seeing more of him as we progress down the tracks. Dr. Frank, who, of course, has done numerous tours all throughout Kentucky. Great friend of mine. Loves the fact that we do IT geek talk together all the way. Senator Southworth, current state senator. Wonderful ally. We did an election tour with her. And, of course, my former boss, Lieutenant Governor Jeanine Hampton, very strong advocate of it, has been just a blessing to back my race and support us.
What are your final thoughts?
We need to gain control of our elections. Bottom line is we don't have control of them. A third-party vendor does. We are just blindly following a group to say, yes, we accept your results, we accept what you're giving us. Kentucky deserves so much better than that. County clerks need to have control back of their elections. That's something else I want to deliver to them. I want to be the servant to the clerks, not have the clerks be the servant to the Secretary of State. This office is so important in the fact that we want free and fair elections. We don't want people to be questioning, is there a possibility for this or not? Let's just be open about it. We can't get that now. I'm the best way of getting there because of my IT backgrounds. I have the backing from the national standpoint, and we have a really good shot at this race. I've never felt momentum like this before.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more about you, your positions on the issues, where can they go to find out more?
You can get a hold of me by going to my website. Of course, it's integrity4ky.com. Now, that's the number 4, so it's integrity, the number 4ky.com. I'm on Facebook, of course. It's Steve Nipper for Secretary of State is my Facebook page. Of course, I have a personal Facebook page. We also have a Twitter. I'm on Truth Social. I'm on Telegram. I think I'm on Signal. Everywhere you could possibly have probably any presence, I'm out there trying to get the word out.
So that was my interview with Mr. Nipper. I hope you found that informative and will help you as you make your decision on who you're going to vote for in the primary. So make sure you visit the website where you can learn more. Maybe you can send a donation if you'd like to support this campaign. And most importantly, I'm going to tell you to do this not only just for this particular candidate, but for any solid conservative candidate running for any office. When this election's coming up, stop and make a list of 5 people. 5 people who you know are people who are going to be voting in the primary. And then you make it your job to contact those 5 people about whatever solid conservative candidate that you believe is best for that office that you're talking about. And say, listen, these are people who I think would be best, and here's why. And then ask them to do the same, to make a list of 5 people who you know will be voting in the primary. If we were actually able to do that, then it's better than any advertising campaign, mailings, because it's individuals talking to individuals, and it would increase exponentially. If we were to actually do this, Patriots, we could put conservatives in every single office in every election, starting with the ones this year. So I hope you have found this interview helpful. We're going to be talking to other candidates as the months go by, doing a detailed analysis.
And again, that's Lee Watts and telling us about a man running in Kentucky for Secretary of State. And he tells you that our elections are not secure. Believe that if you want to. We report.